I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Great show for you today, dishing lots of celebrity and entertainment news. Now, Frank and Heidi, they are going to join us later on, but the rest of the team is all here. Headcrack, Portia, Brett, Gary, Chewy. Hey, guys!
What up, Sherry?
What's up, Sherry?
All right, Sherry, girl. So, honey, we're going to tell you why Halle Baldwin refused to pucker up, honey, with hubby Justin Bieber in public. Ooh, that's something.
And also, Blac Chyna wants you guys to know, don't play with her. And Andrew Froehn sat down with Adam Sandler to chop it up about his new comedy, Hubie Halloween. But first, Headcrack, what you got going on?
All right, you guys. Last night, it was definitely a lituation on Dancing with the Stars. Well, at least up until the elimination portion of the show. Now, a big snafu happened, and fans are blaming new executive producer and host Tyra Banks. Oh, now, here's what went down in case you missed it. So, Tyra announced that Monica Adama and Val Schmierkowski was safe when they were really in the bottom two, and it was a big mix-up. Check it out.
Monica and Val. Hey. There's actually been an error. I'm looking right now, and we have three couples. So we need to clarify this for 1 second. The bottom two couples are Anne and Keo, and Monica and Val. Please come back. Please have Monica come back. There's been an error in our control room, but we're making it happen. This is the craziness of live TV.
That is truly a want-to-get-away moment.
Why?
Yeah, they was all like triumphant stuff. They gave like a little like, you know, victory hug and stuff. Yeah. Like it was really going down. Yeah. But as you can see, Tyra ended up having to call Monica and Val back to the stage to face elimination. Wow. It was really rough. And of course, Tyra took to Twitter to apologize, stating that there were wrong names on the cards.
Headcrack, my partner was Val Schmierkowski. So when we got called up, I was like, please somebody tell us that they made the wrong decision. That is so awful and so embarrassing.
You know what I feel makes it so embarrassing? Sherry,
what?
The fact that their reaction was so big. Like, she jumped on top of him's shoulders, and they hugged and ran off.
Yeah.
Like, I would have rather to have given a reaction like Nelly, because Nelly was like, let me get the hell on off the stage since they said my name. You know?
Right.
Nelly understands anytime he makes it from 1 week to the next is by the grace of God.
I think Tyra and Steve Harvey should host a show together.
Alright, Justin Bieber and his wife Hailey Baldwin are looking sexy, so sexy, on the cover of Vogue Italia's October issue. They are dressed in leather while they are lying in bed. Go ahead, Justin and Hailey.
I love it.
Hailey had opened up on why she wasn't a fan of PDA with her man at the beginning of their relationship, and Hailey said, you know, for a long time, I couldn't do it. I didn't kiss him in public. I didn't like the idea of people watching us at certain moments. But I realized that it is a battle that in the long run, instead of protecting you, exhausts you. The fact is, we love each other, and there is really nothing to hide. Mm. That's right. Girl love is love.
Real love. Hey.
My glory.
Let me tell you something. Here's my thing. I feel like when you're in a relationship, go ahead and love on that man, you know? But I can understand her at first when they were dating not wanting to, because she knew that he was the one. Because I have seen her show PDA to other people.
And that's the problem when you put it out there too fast. As soon as you start dating somebody and the PDA starts, I'm always going, how long is this going to last?
Sherry, this made me wonder, are you into PDA? Are you more private? I'm asking for a friend.
Oh. A friend, huh?
Yes, I hear you chew it. No, it will not be public until there's a ring on it. And I'm telling you, oh, wow. Friend, chew it.
Just a ring.
Well,
what kind of ring? Is that a Paris ring or is that
yeah.
a
wow. Porsche? I don't care what it is.
Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving.
Oh my
Since
God.
You don't want to play, let me tell y'all who don't want to play. Black China, y'all. She is not with the games. So, listen, what? Things went left recently. She did an interview on No Jumper mm-hmm. podcast when she was Ooh. Asked about her past relationships with rappers Safari Samuels and Soulja Boy. Check this out to see what happened.
Safari, he's killing it on OnlyFans.
Right, he's married.
Right, but you know.
No, that's weird.
You
can don't play with me like
post
that.
Post up and just look cool together,
no,
right?
No, just don't disrespect it. Like, I don't know.
Have you spoken to Soulja Boy recently?
No, you?
No, actually. So you guys had like a thing about a year ago. Would you ever consider doing music with him?
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
But you know, this is what the people want to hear about, you know?
Nah, but it's just weird. I'm out.
Okay.
I like the realness of it, because if you're uncomfortable, ain't nobody say you gotta sit there. Now, Headcrack and Gary, you guys have interviewed Black China before, and
yeah.
I saw your interview, and it was pretty pleasant. Y'all got information out of her that she was willing to tell. Like, why do you think y'all interview went better than this one?
When we interviewed Black China, honey, specifically, I know how to talk to women, honey. And I let this girl know, honey, first before we even did the interview, that we're gonna be very nice to her, honey, and you smoothed her and you massaged her. And she sat down and answered all our questions. She didn't walk out, honey.
Yeah. Yes.
And she's a great interview. So, you know.
Yeah.
I always tell people what I'm going to talk about, what I'm not, what they can't ask me before they interview me. But if they do give me a question, ask me how old I am. And let me tell you what I do. Just ask me.
How old are you, Sherry?
How old are you, Sherry? Silence. Okay.
Sherry?
Silence?
Sherry? Hello?
I think a connection froze.
Okay. Sherry left. Okay.
Damn. That's all it takes?
And there you go.
Y'all remember Bachelor star Colton Underwood, who jumped the fence when Cassie Randolph left
Ooh,
the show? Well,
I remember.
Honey, they ended up dating after the season, but recently things went really bad.
Oh,
they broke up, and Cassie even had to file a restraining order. Now, according to reports, Cassie just filed a police report alleging that Colton put a tracking device on her car, y'all.
Oh.
She alleged that Colton planted the device and that her brother found it taped to the bottom of the car's back bumper. Wow.
Whoa.
No.
She also made other claims about him sending harassing text messages, showing up uninvited to her apartment and her parents' house. Woo! Now, the judge did sign off on Cassie's restraining order, and Colton's been ordered to stay away. Now, Sherry, looking at Colton, he don't look like he would do nothing like this. Could you see this coming from such a nice-looking, well-put-together guy like Colton?
See, Brad, it's always those fine ones that do stuff like this. And what, this is the problem. He didn't get a good old-fashioned ass-whooping from the brothers. Because that was what was supposed to have happened. Somebody's supposed to have whooped his ass in her family so he wouldn't be doing this again.
Yep.
I put a tracking device on my friend's phone. Not the car, but on the cell phone. So, I mean.
Why on the phone? Why?
Because I need to know who your ass calling and where you're going, honey. I need to know, honey. If I'm paying for the phone, I need to know who you're calling and what you're doing.
You know, this happened back in the day for Gary. He was using a brick phone or an old brick phone. He had no tracking devices on him.
He put an actual bug on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Up next, y'all, find out what celeb, honey, says he doesn't want to label his sexuality. Oh, just like me. But we'll be back after the break.
Dish Nation. We are back. Woo!
Yeah.
Yes,
woo!
We are.
Yes. And my fam, Heidi and Frank, are joining us. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Chewy and Cherry?
How you doing? Hey. Yo, Frank, what you got for us, man? What you got?
All right, a lot of stars are having babies.
Woo!
Yes. Portia's exhausted from doing
her baby
report every single day, so I figured I'd step in.
Okay.
Donald Glover recently revealed in an interview that he and his partner, Michelle, welcomed their third child, their third baby boy.
Oh, I didn't even know he had kids, to be honest with you.
Who they named Donald.
Oh, he waited until...
Where'd they get that? Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
Now, in the same interview, Donald had an interesting comment about identity and labels. He said, "There is security to being identified. I'm a straight white male, or I'm a gay Asian dancer. You can find community easily and safely. Most of my college years were me being like, I don't know what I like. I had friends who ask, are you gay? And I'd be like, I sort of feel like I am because I love this community. Am I weird for not wanting to label it? So, Jerry, do you think labels help you or hurt you when it comes to knowing who you are?
I mean, I think that younger people don't like the labels. But for somebody who's older, I'm like, labels help me know a sense of what it is, who you are, how I know how to deal with you because it's a label. So...
Jerry runs around with a Brother P touch and just puts things on people. She just puts things on people with her Brother P touch.
I just put a post-it on everybody. I got a post-it label for everybody because you got to let me know who you
are. What's mine?
Fine, sexual, want them. Three labels you got.
Hot poppy.
What would your label be, Frank?
Beer.
put it right in beer on a post-it. Sherry, tuck it on his forehead.
Wow.
All right, listen to this. Brooklyn Beckham is being criticized for a picture that he took with his fiance, Nicola Peltz. Now, she posted the picture on Instagram, and it shows him sitting at dinner, having wine, and he's grabbing her neck. Okay, now, it seems to be a playful moment, but some people felt very uncomfortable with the picture, and so she took it down. So just the other day, for Thirst Trapping with the Stars, we talked about another picture of the two of them where Nicola... she has her hands around his neck. So, Chewy, do you think that because it's kind of the same picture in reverse, you think people are getting, you know, they're reading too much into this? What do you think about that?
I think people are reading way into it. That's his lady. They're being playful. They just posted a picture with Nicola choking him. But I think there might be a double standard. Brooklyn just needs to understand that he has a massive platform, and he just needs to be careful what he posts, whether it's playful or whether it's not.
This is sexist because you look at the picture they posted for the Thirst Trap
when
she's got a hold of his neck.
Yeah.
It's sexy.
That's what I'm saying. It's a double standard.
Domestic abuse in the opposite direction is a huge, huge problem. I mean, look how much Heidi abuses me.
Right.
Yeah. And I laugh.
Every day, bro.
I laugh.
All right, you guys. Now, Atlanta's got a deal for you. Check it out.
Everyone likes to be pampered, right? Well, I've got just what you need. The Glossmedic Sonofacial Cleansing Set will leave your skin smooth, soft, and glowing. The handheld spin brush comes with four interchangeable brush heads and is perfect for all skin types. It exfoliates, buffing away dirt and dry skin for a flawless look. Plus, the assorted brush heads allow you to create the perfect routine for radiant, beautiful skin. It's water resistant, so you can use it in the shower, and it's easy to recharge with the USB cord. And it has a protective case that's perfect for travel or storage.
Oh, and Brad, I love, honey, that the brush is dual speed. And, honey, it comes in beautiful colors of mint, gray, or even purple. Just fabulous, girl. So, Brad, how much is it?
Well, Gary, this facial cleansing set has been seen as high as $130. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$20. Oh, ooh, that's good.
$20. Oh, my God, a meal.
That's right. And you know just what to do. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Andrew Freund talks to Adam Sandler and the cast of his new movie, Hubie Halloween. Keep it right there. More Dish Nation on the way.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am super excited because I am getting ready to sit down with Adam Sandler and the rest of the cast of Hubie Halloween, streaming October 7th.
Is he a good guy?
Hubie Dubois is the nicest guy in this town.
Here is some Happy Halloween word churches. You can pass it out to the kids.
Thank you so much.
Do I remind you of Tom Cruise? What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. Let me see the side shot of you. Yeah. No, give me the profile, because Cruise has the... Yes! 1,000%! Perfect!
There are some amazing cameos in this. I feel like when you pick up the phone, people answer. Is that the case?
Well, not every time. There's certain cast members that were the fourth phone call, because three others didn't answer. But these are people who are my friends.
Tim, just talk to me about working with everyone back on this movie, because obviously there was so many of your friends. Do you guys keep a straight face? Do you knock back a few cocktails?
Oh, I'm always knocking back a few cocktails.
I don't tell the other actors that. That's between me and my bartender.
Now, in the film, Adam has this utility thermos that does all kinds of things. If Julie Bowen was going to have a magical thermos, what would that thermos do, Julie Bowen?
First of all, it would have something that could, like, stop boys from smelling, because I have three boys in my house, and with homeschool and everything else, it's like there's a constant musty odor. So we might have, like, some sort of, like, like a air freshener aspect to it. And it wouldn't be terrible if it made me a cocktail.
Okay, now, Maya, I'm going to set the scene. There's going to be Freddy Krueger,
okay,
Michael Myers, and a crazy-ass Karen. Who would you run away from first and why?
I don't f*** with Freddy Krueger or the other guy. I hate or Michael Myers. I am terrified of them.
Karen. I mean, Karen's definitely the scariest, because the other ones, you can turn off the TV and you don't have to see it anymore. Karen, she's right there at Starbucks, so.
Is there anything that still haunts you to this day, Adam Sandler? Any auditions or eighth grade, or what still haunts Adam?
I did not make it to the bathroom several times in elementary school. First grade, I remember a couple of mishaps. I had to call my mother and ask her to come down with underwear. Second grade, I think it went down to one time. Third grade, a little pee-pee action.
Finally, can you take us out with a song with a little guitar? Can you take us out with a little guitar?
That's all I got. Not bad, right?
Adam, thank you so much.
What the heck? What? Help me!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Yes, baby. Now, Beyonce, honey, reportedly shot a secret video, y'all, in New York. Well, now a resident, honey, of Shelter Island is suing the town for allegedly allowing Bae to secretly shoot a video for her Black is King film at a local historical site without y'all a permit. Now, Headcrack, honey, can you please explain why Queen Beyonce would need a permit? Because she is Beyonce.
Hello. This is true, Gary, but let me explain. So the resident is upset because money was taken from Disney to film at the former home of slave trader Nathaniel Sylvester, also known as Sylvester Manor. Now, the resident considers the land sacred and feels it demands respect because there are 200-plus Africans and Indians buried there. Mm. And he also added that it's not a place where you necessarily film a dance-off. Now, the manor reportedly insisted that Bae chose the site because of its, you know, importance in history.
I cannot speak for the Native Americans, but for the slaves that were there, something so ugly was turned into something so beautiful by Beyonce. I feel like my ancestors would be proud of Beyonce for doing what she is doing and having the freedom.
Yep.
So for me, I say, go ahead, girl, because now I know about this place. I didn't even know about it.
Everything Beyonce does is with purpose and respect. And she obviously chose this location specifically because of its history. It's not just some random person using the space. It's Beyonce, y'all.
I don't think it's her fault at all. I think it's her team's fault. Beyonce does not handle getting the zoning, the permits, or none of that. This is her team's fault. Somebody getting fired, like she be saying when she on stage and the lights ain't right. Somebody getting fired.
Some heads gonna roll, Portia.
Heads is gonna roll, baby.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.